Hello and welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20 CIVL Radio's Aaron Levy and CHUO in Ottawa's Aaron Flynn hosting this program for you on unceded traditional territories of the Stolo people in Abbotsford, British Columbia, and the Algonquin in Ottawa, Ontario, our nation's capital, broadcasting across the national campus and community radio network. It's the Earshot 20, your top 20 songs on the campus community radio charts. We do it by album. We're going to play you 20 songs from those 20 artists. Aaron Flynn, what's starting off the Earshot 20 for us this week?
We have Grand Analog in the number 20 position with their Survival EP. Grand Analog has been around since 2006. This is their fifth album. It's Odario Williams, who is host of CBC's After Dark, and the album is really great. It's rock, hip-hop, and soul. Coming up after we hear Battle of the Beast, which features Shad from Grand Analog, Jeff Rosenstock, who I guess fell in the charts. He's number 19 from number 9 last week, and the album is called Post.
It's like this. Check me out. See, I've been putting up absurd numbers.
Ridiculous.
86 Larry Bird numbers.
Ugh.
96 Steve Kerr jumpers. True artisan. They scan the bars like it's Target brand. Bars harder than a bar exam. I'm like Jay in the garden. Can't guard the
can't
man.
Guard
Timmy Hardaway and Harden with the hardest jam since Carter slammed on that giant from the heart of France. Vintage Vince. Been a prince since the little prince. Old prince. Man, I belong with that singer prince. The 76 Bee Gees plus C. Circa 06 Wheezy plus Yeezy. Whatever era, I'm never scared and I never care. To be fair, I was never fair and I never share. I'm going letter carry, holster, debonair. The present day Fred Astaire, set with better steps. Better wear your Medicare bracelet when I get a chair. Boom, Ric Flair, set with more flair and better hair. There, I'm rare, user everywhere. And I know cause I'm everywhere.
It hits like a cannon with ass. I'm a beast, it's as simple as that. Hell nah, don't ever want the party to end. The blow up, let's get this place Anderson packed. A trailer load of class, bedroom bully on the hashtag. A jazz cat on the run, a gold blast. We carry on like an overnight bag. That shatter, Mr. Bone, rise above like Black Flag. Something to prove, give you something to get loose to. Old school like that 92 juice crew. You can't touch, I'm too boss, I'm too Bluetooth. I cook it up, keep it simple like couscous. My people on the hunt for that analog groove, dude. I got it covered like Blue Man Groove. I brush you my stash like Fu Manchu. Ooh, I found a bounce, now you can too. The night is mine, I'm a beast front to back. And when it comes to rhyme, I'm Batista with the bat. I flip it, I swing, I hit it over the walls. Applause, all together we can howl like wolves.
I write with insight like whole souls blessed them. Feeling like for this life I was so destined. Who make it look easy but it's far from it. He a regular dude but flow star studded. Repeat offender, check the rap sheet. Known to make plays, they go unnoticed on the stat sheet. My city got they dollars on them. They know Bowen's a killer. With them bars under promise and over deliver. Dumbfounded, I never dumb down it. Every joint's to the point, these lames run rounded. Odario, Lenny, Shad, can't combine it, all falls in line. This is what it sounds like when the stars align.
Thank you.
downtrodden and dejected, crestfallen, grief-stricken and exhausted, trapped in my room while the house was burning to the mother f***ing ground.
Jeff Rosenstock there from Post, number 19 on the Earshot 20 charts. And next up, an Arts and Crafts album just released, a new entry onto the charts at number 18. It's Basic Behavior, Aaron, from Friggs.
It's a great album. Friggs is a great band. Have you seen them?
I've not seen. I listened to them on my show this week for the first time.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. They've been to Ottawa before, and I'm sure as you listened to them, you heard Bria Salmano's voice. It's incredible, her vocals. I like everything about it, actually. I like the noise, the grunge, the psychedelic influences. Well, I'm not surprised that it entered the charts so quickly. I really dig them. I think what they're doing is really great.
Basic Behavior from Friggs. The song is Chest. And then after that, we're going to go to somebody who was on the charts last week as well, Leila Bialy, Canadian singer, songwriter, jazz pianist. We played you Refugee last week. We'll see what we get up to. She drops 10 spots on the Earshot 20.
My chest. My chest.
broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain. Kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Ooh. Bright before signs implore me to help the needy and to show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. And I think it's
numbers 16 and 15 on the Earshot 20 this week. We bring you an artist that Abbotsfordians and members of the Fraser Valley music community had the pleasure of seeing perform last year at our summer free music festival, Jam and Jubilee. CIVL is a big partner. And we brought Iskwe to headline one of the nights of our four-day festival. She's from Winnipeg. Her band is excellent. She also played the Harrison Folk Music Festival right here in the Fraser Valley. So one of the few times that you'll get an artist that's going to show up on the upper half of the Earshot charts, playing a couple times over the course of a short period in Abbotsford and in the Fraser Valley overall. It's pretty exciting for us. And a really interesting artist, a really interesting project that she's put together. After that, Aaron is going to be an artist you told us last week about how much you're a fan of, and I maybe embarrassed myself a little bit in all ways at number 15, down from 6. Aaron, you're familiar with Iskwe, though.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment or maybe ask you what you think about this, but like, this is a re-entry for this album, and yeah. I'm wondering if it's a re-entry because she just got a Juno Award nomination for the 2018 Juno Awards in March. As the Indigenous Album of the Year.
Well, the interesting thing is The Unforgotten, featuring Tanya Tagaq, just is being released this week. So on February 28th, that song comes out. I think it was out online February 16th. And February... Oh, yeah, no, that's the official release of the record. So not this week, but just a couple weeks back. So, I mean, to me, that's probably just as much a factor. Yeah, anytime an artist like Iskwe, somebody who is still in the burgeoning underground, in Canada, regardless of how much support they have institutionally for their project, when they released an album, that's why you're going to see it showing up on the charts here and all different stations, right? We have different standards of how long we'll consider an album new. What do you guys do at CHUO?
New releases, 3 months.
3 months. Yeah, I think CITR in Vancouver, last I talked to former music director Sarah Cordingley about it, that was around what they did, 2-3 months. See, y'all, I'm happy to take a 6 or 8 month old record. We don't get everything as consistently as, let's say, a Vancouver or a Calgary station might, to say nothing of how you guys process your music in Ottawa. But to me, you know, an album may be new in the last 6 months and we won't have got it into our studio until a few weeks ago. So we keep a way wider berth. So stations like us, maybe there aren't too many who have that wide a timeline that will accept new music, but I think we're kind of a wild card in terms of making contributions to the Earshot charts because we have such a longer timeline we'll consider them. So that's also something that an older Iskwe record may benefit from. In this case, I mean, that record has been charting since November of 2017, pretty consistently at that point, almost every week. And it's a re-entry into the top 50, but it hasn't gone uncharted at all for since November. And last week it wasn't in the top 50, but it only got played. It got played twice in Winnipeg and also in Guelph as well.
Yeah, I feel like I need to add a little caveat that if music is considered new for us once we get it from 3 months.
I mean, hey, I'm not trying to say we're the more accessible station for new music. Is that,
come
what
on, hey.
Is that what it sounded like, Aaron?
No.
You heard it here first. CHUO decrees that CIVL is more accessible for new music than the flagship Ottawa campus radio station. I don't know. Flagship, Carleton, CHUO. Is there a battle, Aaron?
No, we're sister stations. And that totally got derailed. I was trying to prod out some conversation about a Juno Award and music contest.
Isn't it great that Iskwe is nominated for a Juno Award, though? It's politically conscious music. Obviously, there's an undertone. We played last week Buffy St. Marie with Tanya Tagaq. Today we'll play Iskwe and her song with Tanya Tagaq, although it's a different release than the one that is actually charting. The Fight Within does not include this single that is now out. But What were your thoughts about the Juno itself?
I find awards are just fascinating to me. They're always unfair. It's such a funny thing that we do to our art, particularly, is put it up to the audience.
Why unfair?
Well, maybe unfair is too harsh, but it's subjective, right? There's people judging art.
You like, perhaps, Mike Atkinson from CJSW, critical of CIVL CRFC-funded Fraser Valley Music Awards?
I think they serve a purpose. I didn't mean to go on that.
I didn't take it as you were, but just as a philosophical point.
Yes. But did you award a financial prize?
There were a variety of different prizes.
But there's an actual prize, as opposed to the artist who wins doesn't have to pay for their award and then take it home.
Who has to pay for
that? That is with some other awards.
What? Explain this.
Junos.
What do you mean the artist has to pay for their award?
Yep. You pay for your award, the physical award, and then if you want additional awards for your band members or co-creators, you pay for each additional physical award.
Can you tell the Fraser Valley Music Award winners that? Because some of them wanted more awards, and I didn't know what to say about it. How do you know this?
I am very fascinated by awards.
But you hate them.
I like to understand things that I don't feel good about.
Okay, fair enough. But wow, that's interesting. They pay for each individual award. Like, we're talking $7,000, $600 awards?
I don't think they charge them the full price. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's like a couple hundred dollars.
Wow.
But I was surprised when I learned that as well.
How did you learn it? Do you mind if I interrogate you further on this issue?
From an award winner.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is interesting. We're going to check out this reissue to the charts. It's Iskwe, The Fight Within, the album that's listed there, but the new release featuring Tanya Tagaq is The Unforgotten. on the Earshot 20. And then we'll hear some Always after that. Next up on the Earshot charts at number 14, up from 24, it's a band of Haligonians, yes, from Halifax, Nova Scotia, with an album called The Wilder Beyond. The project is called Hillsburn, and it features a pair of brothers and sister, Rosanna and Clayton Burrill, in addition to being siblings in the band Hillsburn, currently sitting at number 14 on the Earshot charts. They are the children of Nova Scotia NDP leader Gary Burrill, who himself is a mandolin player, and he's actually a former, I don't know about former, but before he entered politics, according to the CBC News article from sometime in 2017, from May 2017, he was a United Church minister before entering politics, and his children, Clayton and Rosanna Burrill, are now in Hillsburn, number 14 on the chart. So we're going to hear something from them up right next. But after that, Aaron, we talked about Buffy St. Marie last week. In addition to earlier in the show, you've got some associate producer fact-checking done for us here, eh?
Yes, I said that she had written songs for Elvis Presley and a few other people, and I was not 100% correct. What it is that they've covered many of the songs she's written. So Elvis, Until It's Time to Go, was written by Buffy St. Marie and put out on her 1965 album, Many a Mile, and then was covered and became a hit. I think originally it was the Four Pennies, the same year that she released it, 1965, and then Elvis Presley in 1972. Like Neil Diamond covered that song as well, and then other songs have been covered by Janis Joplin, Bobby Darin, Barbara Streisand, and Courtney Love.
Not Courtney Love.
Yeah, absolutely Courtney Love.
Too bad for Buffy.
Yeah, I think, I really feel like Buffy is just like wants, well, I don't even feel like it, I know it. There's a great quote on her album about, or on her website about the latest album, and she just says, effective songs are shared person to person by artists and friends, as opposed to news stories that are marketed by the fellows who may own the town, the media, the company, and the mine. And like, all she wants to do is share her songs. So I think she's just happy that people are, well, I shouldn't say she's just happy, but I think that that's what she wants. She wants more people to hear her message, and I think having a diverse group of people covering them, like Courtney Love, is getting them to different ears. So, I don't know. I think she's probably quite happy about it. Number 14 on the charts is Hillsburn from the album Wilder Beyond.
Backward a century, I'd kiss one man and they'd hunt for me. Our privilege is bridges someone before us has built, as they push that sleep from our eyes. Love, give me courage now. I'm going crazy, I'm slowing down. Should break a window, a symbol of something. God, I don't know. Gotta keep the sleep from my eyes. Yeah, believe, 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 believe it'll turn out alright in the end. If you keep up the bad behavior.
that your big eyes are finally open. Now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across Canada's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor? You ask for our comment, I simply will render. My country, tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our children away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that Canada's history really began when explorers set sail out of Europe and stress that the nations of leeches who conquered these lands were the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied and the people who died, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth? And where does it tell of the starvation hell as the children were herded and raped and converted? And how do we comfort the missing and murdered? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From Arctic Inuvik to Niagara Falls, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. And from Vancouver Island to the Labrador Sea, the white nations fattened while others grew lean. Ah, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens. Our lifeblood is shot up in your papers and banks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. So I see when our trust in old Canada got us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires needs charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is your novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your true white and scarlet hypocrisy. Pity your blindness, oh, why can't you see how the eagles of war, whose wings lend you glory, are never no more than buzzards and crows. Push some wrens from their nests, stole their eggs, changed their story. the mockingbird sings it. It's all that she knows. What could I do? Say the privileged few, with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, tis of thy people, you're dying.
You're listening to the Earshot 20 on campus community radio stations across Canada. Aaron Levy and Aaron Flynn from CIVL and CHUO in Abbotsford and Ottawa. We're entering the middle thick of the charts this week, and the next six artists are all artists we heard last week. So it's going to start off with a band falling out of the top five. And, you know, I mean, after the things I said about them, positive things last week, Aaron, you can only imagine they're going to fall out of the top five because, you know, who's going to keep supporting an artist that Aaron Levy says good things about, right?
Come on. That's not it.
We got the Olympic Symphonium. Palm, after that, played you an instrumental from their record, Rock Island. It was Theme from Rock Island, keeping with the surfer theme last week. We'll go with another Palm song today. And then Rye from the album Blood on Last Gang Records. That's the next three we're going to get on the Earshot 20. And then we're going to hear from Callum Slingerland. He'll have some news bits from Exclaim and then your Exclaim song of the week.
I was reading about Rye a little bit more, and I read somewhere they were described as sophistopop. I'd never heard that as a music classification genre before. Sophistopop.
Very sophisticated. I can see that. Kind of Milk and Bone, who we'll hear from later in the charts, kind of has a similar kind of sophisticated, classy designer pop kind of feel. Am I feeling where that's coming from, or am I off?
I'm just exploring this new word that I'm learning, sophistopop. Some of it was sort of like soft music to me. Is that what sophisticated is? Is soft? Sophistopop? Sophisticated? Yeah, I think poised, I think, yeah, probably something more gentle and soft. It does make sense.
I mean, I'd like to call, you know, President Trump sophisticated.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't feel like it's appropriate.
I have to agree with you. 100% on that.
You know, I would call a lot of the let's say a lot of Radiohead's recordings are very sophisticated musically. But, you know, I don't think the part in Creep is necessarily a sophisticated part. That edgier, louder, you know, scrapier sound is not what I would say is sophisticated, although lots of Radiohead would, I think, qualify as sophisticated.
Yeah.
Sophistopop. So the term sophistopop reminds me of Iconopop. Are you familiar with them?
No.
No? So Iconopop, they did the, I had this feeling on a summer day when you were gone. I threw my ba 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 da 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 da. No, I don't care.
Yes.
I love it.
There,
Iconopop, sophistopop.
Now that you've sung it to me, yes.
Yes, I want you to stop singing it to me now that you've done that. Of course I want you to stop singing, so I will agree with whatever you're trying to get me to agree with. Yes.
Just think of them as more electro-pop than sophisticated.
Right. But Rye also has that electro, but they're not such a four-to-the-floor band. It's still dancey, it's still poppy, it's still electronic, but just not as upbeat necessarily, yeah? A little more chill wavy.
Yes, hang on. You got it, yes.
All right, so three song set, Olympic Symphonium. I'm not satisfied with having got it, so I tried my best. Could have made a better contribution to that conversation, Aaron. I apologize. We're going to hear the Olympic Symphonium, Palm, and then Rye, and then we'll come and talk about the next three artists up on the Earshot charts after that. Numbers 12 through 10 coming up on the Earshot 20.